You're with Cape Talk.
This is John Matham on Afternoon Drive.
I think it is unexceptionable to say that the vast majority of services that either are or aren't delivered to citizens in South Africa are the responsibility of local government. So inevitably, service delivery has become a very, very big issue as political parties campaign for votes ahead of the local government elections on the 1st of November. And there is absolutely no doubt at all that service delivery in a very significant majority of municipalities is less than optimal. Let me phrase it nicely by saying less than optimal. Why? Well, the Bureau for Economic Research, situated at Stellenbosch University, has released a note suggesting some causes. The director, Johan Kirsten, joins us now. Johan, a very, very good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Good to hear you.
I mean, some of the stuff is kind of obvious, but it's important to be reminded. One of the reasons for poor service delivery, you point out, is that the people who are charged with doing that service delivery are not properly skilled to do the job.
Yeah, that's one of the many causes. You know, our note is quite dense in terms of trying to unpack all the causes, but obviously, when you deal with engineering, finance, management, you need competent officials to do that job. And therefore, it is more than just appointing people or allocating a job to a particular contractor. It's about the specifications of that job. It's about what should be done, when should it be done, how quickly can it be done to ensure that the lives of our people are improved? You know, so I think the skill set, the coordination dimensions, and the utilization of outside service providers are sometimes the combination of factors that prevent proper services to be delivered to our population.
And you see, the Public Finance Management Act is both a hero and a villain, I think, in some ways,
yes.
Johan,
yes.
Because it of necessity imposes codes which have to be honored in order that you try and minimize the risk of corruption, contracts and tenders being given to people who are not qualified to carry them out or at exalted prices, whatever the case may be.
Yes.
But at the same time, they are quite complicated terrain to negotiate.
Yes. Yeah. No, and you're absolutely right. And I think we spent some time in this piece on exactly those points, you know, how we, in a way, is through compliance with the various acts, which is obviously necessary, actually forced the no delivery as the easy option. You'd rather do nothing than being caught out to do something. You know, it's a sort of default position. I listened to a webinar the other day where Andrew Bourain from the Western Cape Department has highlighted these things, how officials are constrained by the various dimensions of the Public Finance Management Act or the Municipal Finance Management Act, and in some sense that constrain the delivery, but at the same time still have large chunks of irregular expenditure despite the efforts to comply.
So I'm often told by people in the provincial government and local government here in the Western Cape, Cape Town, that they would move much quicker on providing housing closer to the city, housing opportunities for poorer people closer to the city, and all of those big hot-button issues if they weren't constrained by the extraordinary levels of bureaucratic red tape that they have to go through. And I think partly it's an excuse, but partly it's a reality.
Yes, you know, indeed, and I think you're absolutely correct. So it is such a myriad of factors that play a role in this space. You know, you have lack of funding sometimes, it's delays in funding, you have decision-making that takes time, the awarding of tenders that takes time, the vandalism that is sometimes a major issue in many parts of our communities, which need to be fixed and which delays being allocated some tenders or contractors to fix those things that are damaged. So sometimes there's a community responsibility that is lacking, but also sometimes an official system that breaks down in this process.
Well, thank you, Johan Kirsten, Director of the Bureau for Economic Research. Let's hope that at least some of the people who are returned to office or put into office for the first time take this responsibility, this absolutely vital responsibility, a little more seriously.